I've been having the same vision in my sleep, night after night, for the last week. It's not quite a dream, but it's not quite nightmares either. It's something in between. Something that frightens and exhilarates me. Something queer. Do you ever have one of those dreams that leaves you feeling changed? Have you ever wanted something you knew might just destroy you? It starts the same every time. I'm drifting to sleep. Or maybe I've woken in the middle of the night. Some perceived sound. Somewhere between wakefulness and sleep, I catch the scent of dry sage in my nose. Instantly, I feel myself rise off the bed, floating. I hover over the bed for a moment, and I can see myself. I look so peaceful, and yet there's something else, something that isn't quite right. And then I see him. Not a him, really, just the flash of a figure. No face. Gone as soon as I try to turn my head to look. Like a Cheshire cat. But he leaves an aura. My Cheshire Man. If the Cheshire Cat is mischievous enough to get a little girl in trouble, I sense the Cheshire Man could get her into something darker. I'm back in the air again. Through 10,000 feet or nothing. It's delicious. I feel free, painless. I have the sensation that everything is right with the world. The pain that follows me through my days is gone. Placed by utter bliss. I sense a blue sky, even in the dead of night. The scent of the field I played in as a girl. Dandelion tufts wafting, tickling my face. I never, ever want the feeling to end. But of course it does. I drift at the very apex of my journey. At the exact moment of purest joy, I blink, and it's gone. Everything just gone. I find myself in what I've come to think of simply as the place. I'd give it a better name, but I don't know where it is. I don't even know if it is. It sounds mad. I know. Maybe it is. Maybe I am. The thing is, you see, the place, it's my own room. Only it isn't. There's this phenomenon called sleep paralysis. In REM sleep, your muscles shut down so that you don't act out your dreams. In some people, the wires get crossed and their brain freezes their muscles when they're awake. In medieval times, they called it night demons. A girl could be burned at the stake for having them. They were said to be evidence of satanic influence over the dreamer. Take from them what you may. It's how I feel when I'm in the place. My mind seems fully present. Seems it, but is it? Am I? I don't even know. As the vision continues, I begin to see flashes of light. There are curtains, heavy like a circus tent. Blue, purple, amber, ochre. Otherworldly colours. And there are sounds too. Sounds I seem to feel inside myself. Music, maybe from an invisible musical box. So delicate at first. The sound touches me. The music travels across my skin, and I relax a little bit. Maybe a violin, brief, muted wail of a trumpet, and I remember from a movie, it is all an illusion. As the music moves across my body, I remember a poem also. Like a patient theorized upon a table. Such is my state. Music increases and I feel something else. My senses elevating even as the world shimmers as though like through heat wave. It's almost carnival like. Then images flash on the curtains. They're abstract. I can't see. I can't see it, but I can feel. the music. It's becoming a physical presence. He stands at the foot of the bed. I can't say, but I can. He's not him. And yet, he is him. My him. That's what the place is telling me. My Cheshire Man. My ghost. I can't see his face, but I can see he's tall. I can't see his features, but I know he's from far away. I can't see his body, but I can sense there is something relentless in it. All I can see is the orchid on his lapel. It's orange, then yellow, and then skin tone. It moves. Even the first time I had the vision, the first time I visited the place, I knew what the flower was for. Suddenly, the fear that has been at the edge of the vision, it crashes into me with the force of a steam train. Oh, I want to get away from that flower. It isn't a flower. It assumes a form and a shape of its own. It couldn't be. I can't see, but I can. On the curtains now, I see figures dancing. Figures and fragments of figures. A head whips past. A long blur of red hair. Stocking legs. Laughter. I sense that they know. And I start to suddenly everything in my vision is blinding white. Every muscle convulses like I'm having a seizure. I want to scream. My muscles are frozen. He didn't wait. It's inside me. The flower. No. Was he here?